Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Amen. We just want to praise him and thank him for all that he has done for us on this, the day the Lord has made. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, for my God is able to supply all of our need according to his riches and glory. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, my soul just has to cry out, hallelujah, the highest praise. He's worthy of the highest praise. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of glory. I just praise God today and thank him for this time to share with you again on They Overcame. You might recognize this or you might not recognize this as a strange voice to begin this broadcast, but our host, Minister Billy Burns, is out of the city today, taking care of some business and getting some time that she needs in at her home in Chicago. And we just praise God for this broadcast, and we certainly pray for our host, who happens to be my bride, and I do have a very special interest in her blessing and safety and just good success on her journey. So let's just keep her in prayer as she travels, and will be back with us in either next Saturday or the Saturday after that. I expect her to be calling in today. But we just thank God for this time and the show today. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank God for even how, as we have been reminiscing, that it has almost been 1 year that we've been doing this broadcast. The inspiration came to my wife, to Minister Billy Burns, and just to open up a venue to hear the testimonies of the saints. And we just praise and thank God even for our overall host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, the founder of New Destiny Ministries. And we just thank God for her, and we send up prayers for her and praises for her, because she is letting the Lord use her, and we just pray her strength and continued blessing, and just in her life that things will just begin to unfold in such a miraculous way. We know that there are several circumstances that she just, as a single parent, raising her grandchildren, just know that we need to pray her strength. And we just decree right now blessings and just bountiful blessings, miraculous things to just begin to happen in your life right now. We just thank God for this time. As I stated, this is the coming up on 1 year of broadcasting, and in celebration of that, this month we've been looking back at some of our praises that have gone forth. The venue is really for to have an open line, an open mic for anyone with a powerful testimony to God. And we have certainly had some, and we are going to re-listen to one today that will just let us know how good God is, how he is a healer, how he is a director. Even when the medical personnel get involved, when the doctors do their surgery and when they do their thing, it's not just them, it's not their just their expert knowledge or their skilled hands as they might think, but it's because God is with them. And we just thank God for today. And before we go any further, I see that the host has not joined the line yet. Probably have some reception problems. But let's just look to the Lord in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for goodness. We thank you for mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done. We thank you for these, your people, who are calling in, who are listening in, who are going on the internet to hear what is being said of your goodness, to hear the testimonies, and even those that will call. And we just thank you, Lord God, because we just know right now that you are stirring up minds, stirring up hearts, and that as we go into a new year or a new season, that you will begin to just stir up hearts to call in and vocalize their testimonies, that they will write in so that we can read them and just hear of all the many blessings, because you are a great God. You are able to do all things. There is nothing too hard for you. And right now we just praise you and we thank you, Lord God, for just being with us. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for our host, Minister Billy Burns. We thank you for our overall host, the leader of New Destiny Ministries, Evangelist Bernard. Lord God, bless them right now as they are endeavoring to take care of the things of the affairs of life. Just be with them in wisdom, Lord God, in prosperity, and just opening doors, new doors, miraculous doors. We thank you for every listener. We lift them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking you to just bless them, touch them, heal them, deliver them, lift them up, encourage them, empower them, give them joy, peace, strength, hallelujah, understanding, everything that they need, Lord God. Heal their marriages, heal their relationships within their family, in their workplaces, in their homes, with their children, hallelujah, even with their neighbors, hallelujah. We just pray right now. You know what we need. You know what we need, Lord God, to bring peace into our lives. We all seek peace, Lord God, and just as you stood, Jesus, and said to the sea, peace be still, hallelujah, we declare peace in the lives of your believers right now, that the storm will cease, hallelujah, that there will be rest, that there will be ability to just move forward, that by faith they can see even over the waves and the tempestuous current in the sea of life. But Lord God, that you will cause them to just as Peter did, just begin to walk, looking to you by faith, and just walk on anyway, and that you will lift out your hand. If we get in trouble, you said that you would never leave us nor forsake us, and all we have to do, just like Peter said, Lord, save us. And as we reach up, he's reaching down. He won't let us perish. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. We just thank you, Lord God, for being all things to us. We thank you right now for peace. We thank you for joy. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of sharing today. And just move. Let your anointing be on this broadcast. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. And again, we just want to remind everyone that this is a time of just giving praises to our God, for we know that he's worthy. He's done so many miraculous things. Sometimes we just are so relaxed and complacent and so used to being taken care of by our mighty God that we sometimes don't even realize the greatness of what he's doing in our lives. Sometimes we think that when you think about it, just waking up every morning, he's a great God. He cares about you. He's the one. It's not your alarm clock. It's not the kids making too much noise. It's not the sunlight beaming through the windows. But it's the Lord our God and his faithfulness that wakes us every morning. Hallelujah. I thank you. I praise you in the name of Jesus. And I see that our chief host has joined the show, and we're just going to say, soon as I can get my technology to work like it's supposed to. We're going to put her on the line. In the name of Jesus, I seem not to be able to get her unmuted at this time, but just bear with me. We do have a very powerful testimony that we're going to hear again. You know, the Bible lets us know that even when God gave Moses the law and the instructions for the people, that they were instructed to just not let them depart from their mouth. In other words, don't ever stop reciting these things. Don't ever stop reciting these things. Okay, I do have her on the line. Honey, are you there? Sweetie, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Amen. Such a welcome voice. Just so happy to hear your voice this morning. Good morning. I get to do like you do. Good morning, sweetheart, and God bless you. Give us a greeting this morning.
Good morning. I don't know how long we will be able to talk because I have such bad reception here at my remote place in Chicago. I'm at home visiting friends and family, and thank you, honey, for hosting the show for me this morning. But I just want to, you know, thank the Lord for having a safe trip here and having greeting. I've already seen, seen a couple of people, but I'm just thankful to God that everybody is well and everybody is, you know, happy to see me, because they don't have to be happy to see you, you know, when you come to visit. But I just praise God for you giving me a chance to get away and, you know, visit with friends and family. And I just want to tell the listeners to make sure that you tune in to these broadcasts. We're here. We just thank God that he allowed us to be able to have these broadcasts. And we're here for the ammunition of the saints to let them know what God is doing in the lives of his people, in the lives of the ones that he calls blessed and dear to his heart. So we just thank God for you, honey, for broadcasting, for emceeing this morning on the line.
Amen. And if you could just make sure that you give us all the details of how to listen in even throughout the week with our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, and her broadcast. Can you give us a little more information on that?
Okay, we just want to invite you to listen to Evangelist Adrian Bernard, every day on this same number, 858-683-1334. Every day, 1 o'clock Pacific time, 3 o'clock Central time, or 4 o'clock Eastern time to New Destiny Ministries. And she has had some awesome, awesome speakers that have expounded the Word of God, have given a word of knowledge. She just has the whole fivefold ministry on her broadcast. So tune in every day. She's on the line every day. And then, of course, we're here on Saturday, They Overcame, at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 7 a.m. Central time, and 8 o'clock Eastern time. So,
amen.
Tune in and support. And if you would like to send in a monetary support, once you click into New Destiny Ministries, you'll see her email, her PayPal account, and everything. So support the ministry. Send in. Let the Lord know, or let us know, that you appreciate having us on every day. to minister to you the Word of God and to hear the testimonies of saints and hear the testimonies of those that are grateful to God for the things that He's doing. And, of course, we welcome every testimony. We know testimony is too small. No testimony is too big. We have enough time for you to get the whole story out. We won't be pulling your coattail or, you know, telling you that you get, okay, you can tell it all. You can tell it all on this broadcast. You can tell everything that God has done for you. And we just invite you to call in and share your testimony with us, you know, so that the people of God will know. And those just that are listening that may just need to hear a word. They may need to hear what God is doing. Hallelujah. And we want to give you that opportunity to get your testimony out. A lot of times we don't have testimony service in the churches any longer, but this is a platform for you to call in and give a testimony of what the Lord is doing. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, sweetheart. And at this time, even before we go into the featured testimony, which is a rebroadcast today, I do see that we have some other callers on the line, and it could be that they have a powerful testimony. Some of the numbers I recognize, some I don't. I'm just going to give you an opportunity to greet us, and if you have a testimony and if I call your number and you don't have anything to say, don't feel bad. I just want to acknowledge you. Don't hang up. Just if you don't say anything in a few seconds, I'll know that you want to just listen, and we'll just get into our feature broadcast. But the first number, area code 209, I think this is one of our regular listeners to the Zeitzler's Bernard's broadcast. Last four are 4513. Caller, are you there? Do you have something to say? Do you have a testimony or a greeting for us this morning?
Oh, I think you're talking. Praise the Lord, everybody. Minister Burns. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
praise
ma'am.
The Lord. I haven't heard you.
Praise the Lord.
I haven't heard you bring the word or preach in a long time. This is Sister Ruby Larry, and I'm normally on the broadcast with Evangelist Adrian on the switchboard and stuff from Monday to Friday.
God bless you, Sister Ruby. Amen.
Yeah. I don't know. I woke up, and I just normally don't come on the broadcast with something, say, well, turn on to the broadcast this morning. So that's what I've done. But I just have a testimony that the Lord is awesome. He's wonderful. He wakes me up each and every morning with a praise and a song in his heart. And I just thank him so much that he allowed me to be a part of this broadening Block Talk Radio broadcast to give talents and works and whatever, and it's just a blessing to be on the broadcast to give the word of the Lord, to pray, to minister, and as the Lord bring them on the line. So I just thank you this morning for acknowledging me. Pray my strength in the Lord. Back to you.
Well, thank you so much, Sister Ruby, for calling in and joining in with us and giving us that greeting and that testimony of just how faithful God is. And we just thank you for your faithfulness, even to the ministry of New Destiny Ministries. We just thank God for people like you that are just making this kingdom just a great place by serving and making it a welcome place for the world, because we're just reaching out there. Our whole purpose is to serve God and to draw men and women into his kingdom, and we just thank God for you. Thank you for calling in. There's another caller I see on the line. Area code is 336, and the last four of their phone number is 5054. So somebody near my home. Caller, are you there? Do you have a greeting or a testimony this morning?
Yes, sir. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. God bless you.
God bless you too, my brother. I love you guys, and I just want to say you guys are doing a wonderful thing, and I really do appreciate it. I am Muhammad. I called yesterday, and I spoke with you guys, and I just wanted to share the testimony that God had put on my heart. And I wanted to say this. Before my dad entered into the civil rights movement with Dr. Reverend Jose Williams and Ralph Abernathy them in Atlanta, Georgia, before I was born, he named me Alameen Muhammad. I never grew up in a Muslim community. I never grew up in a Muslim religion. My dad was a civil rights activist fighting for the rights of our people in America.
Amen.
And that's my background. That's my background, you know what I'm saying, for my people. And so I was born with the name Alameen Muhammad. And all my life I have been rejected in my own country because of that name. So I found solace in God, my father. And even with the name Alameen Muhammad, with the difficulties that I was having in America with that name, not even being accepted by my own kind, the Lord spoke something on my heart, and he said, you would do wonderful things for me. You would do great things
Amen.
For me. And that's why, you know, I've been calling in and trying to share some of these things that the Father had gave me. And when I heard the brother speak, I went back in the spirit, and I replayed the program, and when I heard the brother speak, it sent this shockwave through my spirit. And what the Lord told me was, he said, even my people, even my own people that are called my children, even they have to come to love everybody in the world, because I died for everybody in the world. And to hear someone to speak about another people, and I'm not even a Muslim. I wasn't even born into a Muslim community. I wasn't even born into a Muslim environment. I am an American, a civil rights activist, a revolutionary with the mind of God. And when I heard him speak about another people, the way that he spoke of another people, it reminded me of the same people that put us into oppression, and it reminded me of the same people that oppressed us. And God was showing me then that with that type of hatred, only thing that we're doing is oppressing each other. See, Christ, he came to die for the sins of the whole world, for every man, everybody in the whole world, even Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists. They can't help because they live in that country, and that's the religion of that country. But there's a voice in us, a voice in each and every last one of us that speaks to us and guides us and leads us in the right direction. And the Lord told me something. He said, that's the reason why I told y'all that I am the truth, the way, and the life. Because
Amen.
This world has many different cultures and many different religions. So some of y'all going to know me as the light. Some of y'all going to know me as the way. And some of y'all going to know me as the truth. And we know him by the truth, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We know him by the
Amen.
Truth. We know him as the way, and we know him as the life. And see, that's the thing. When Jesus died on the cross, our Lord and Savior died on the cross, the first thing he said was, Abba, Abba, my Father, my Father. So because he spoke that language, am I supposed to hate him? And if another man called God by another name, am I supposed to hate him? My Lord said that he was a God of many names and many faces. And until we as a people come back to love each other under one God who has many names and many faces, because there are many people and many cultures, but they all believe in one God. And I'm not even a Muslim, but when I listen to a Muslim talk about this voice that he got in him and how this voice lead him in the right direction and how he called that voice the truth, the way, and the life, I can't argue with him when he's only loving me, and when my Christian brothers are slapping me in the back and my Christian brothers are beating me down and all he is doing is loving me. How can I look at him and say he's the enemy with my own people? It's not him that is the enemy. It's the spirit of hatred. It's the spirit of darkness that has even crept into our community, which is the Christian community, that has taught us that as long as we follow God, everybody else can go to what the brother said yesterday, to hell. And that's not right. That's not right at all. If we know our Father and somebody else don't know our Father, then it's in our best interest to turn that brother to our Father and show him the way. And show him, brother, all this time that you've been searching for the truth, it has been in you all this time. All this time you've been looking for God, God has been in you, my brother. Instead of hating on him, we should love him. And then the Lord opened my eyes and he showed me something about the prophet Muhammad that the guy was speaking about. He said, I want you to go and I want you to look at this guy, Prophet Muhammad. And when the Lord showed me, he showed me that the prophet Muhammad accepted Christians in his community. And he was trying to get away from, you know how in Christianity today, we have the religious side of Christianity. We have that religious sect, that religious tradition sect that says it's okay to be homosexual. And the rest of us preachers and pastors, we can't no longer speak against it now because we have been controlled by the religious authorities who tell us we can't talk about it no more. Well, he was facing opposition with religious authorities in his day. And you know that he was murdered? He was murdered by his own people that were religious authority figures. And Jesus Christ, he was murdered by high priests and the Jews, religious figures in his day. So the Lord said, I don't want you to hate a man that has done nothing but good for me. And if any man convinced you to hate anybody because they have done nothing but good for me, then you tell that man he need to come to find me, love. So I respect what the doctor was saying, but even his arrogance and his ego and his love, his love has to become perfect, and his arrogance and his ego must be denounced because you cannot speak against God's people because they're in another country. They all love God. All of us love God. Now, just like you had Christian radicals who called themselves KKK, and they came and hung crosses in our yard, and there was radicals talking about they was doing it for Jesus. That wasn't right, but even though they were still saying that they was Christians, but they was doing it for Jesus. And they was killing people in the name of Jesus. That was wrong. And what I'm saying about Muslims, you got Muslims who don't even believe in that crap that these extremist Muslims believe in that are blowing up buildings and blowing up things. The true Muslims, they don't believe that. They just believe in one God and that we are all connected by one source, and that is the Father. So they are even being brainwashed to believe that there's no such thing as a Father, and they really want to believe that there is a such thing as a loving, caring, kind Father, but they're religious leaders. You know, if a woman was to take off her veil off her face, she would be beaten and flogged in public. So they want to believe. They have a hunger for our God. They have a hunger, but they're being controlled by a religious people. Even the Honorable Louis Minister Farrakhan, you know he believed in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and yet he's a Muslim. And he believed in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he believed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So shall I hate him? The Minister Farrakhan, because he's a Muslim? No, brother. We don't hate nobody.
Brother Muhammad.
Because our God is love.
Amen. Can I get your first name again?
Al-Amin Muhammad.
Spell that first name for me, please.
A-L-A-M-I-N.
And I'm noticing that even your area code is a North Carolina area code. How did you come about listening to the broadcast on yesterday, sir?
Well, the Holy Spirit, it led me and guided me to just grace the station with a word of love to let them know that he was coming and that the Father is on his way. And
right.
He put it on my heart to tell them that he has one foot on the earth and he has one foot coming. So we have to be prepared, and we have to have our hearts full of love because love is coming to the earth.
Right. And I appreciate that. I just was, because I know this is a broadcast that pretty much originates in the California area, that segment of it that you listen to. And I just always amazed at how the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, leads people, you know, into things, not necessarily if they're looking for that specifically. But we certainly appreciate your words and just the fact that you even felt some of the love in what you heard. And that's what we're all about in this ministry. The overall ministry is New Destiny Ministries. This segment is They Overcame by the Blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And the word of their testimony. And we just know that even in your situation, and we're going to pray a prayer for you as well, because as you stated with your name, I can imagine that there has been just some repercussions in this country just by your name, even though by nationality, by citizenship, by birth, you are an American. But we're just going to pray right now that because of your circumstances, just like Paul had circumstances and Peter had circumstances that allowed them to go into different parts of the world and minister effectively when others couldn't, we're just going to pray the anointing on you that doors will open for you. That doors will open, that you will be led into those places that God has for you. Because the Bible lets us know that, first of all, God is love. He's a God of love. Love just emanates from God. And we know that there is but one God, and that in the end, the Bible lets us know that every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, that he is the personification of all of these things, the way, the truth, and the light. And we will all come into the unity. All of those that are God's people will come into the unity of the faith, and that's going to happen through the church. The church has issues, but it's through the church, through the preachers and the teachers and the apostles and all the different offices in the church. And that's all to bring us into a unity of the faith and to spread this gospel, the gospel of love, the gospel of peace, all throughout this world. And God's going to open doors for the truth to go into every nation. And he's doing that right now. So right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for our brother, Alameen Muhammad. Lord, just open up, continue to open up doors, open up his eyes. Lord God, anoint his presence here on this earth, that he will know you even more, know your love even more, and be able to spread that love, crossing cultural lines because of how you have even allowed him to be named differently than the rest of the world, not because of any religious reasons, but because you ordained all things. All things work together for good to those who love God and are the called according to your purpose. So, Father, move right now upon Brother Muhammad and just let his ministry, his place in life, his place in your kingdom be manifest so that he is able to just move freely in your anointing. In Jesus' name, we thank you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you the glory in Jesus' name. And Brother Muhammad, we just thank you for calling in. And these Saturday broadcasts have always open mic for testimonies of what God has done in the lives of his people, just so that we can share it with the world. And we just thank you for calling in. I do see that we had Our overall host, Evangelist Bernard, was on the line. See that her number is gone. Hopefully she'll be back in a little while. We'll hear from her. But right now, without any further ado, we do have a rebroadcast of a great testimony of the goodness of God. And I'm going to, we're prayerfully going to cue that up and let that just bless our souls. Amen.
And so now we're not going to delay it any longer. So excited for the guest that we have coming on today. I spoke with a friend of mine that gave me her name, and I told me that she had a powerful, powerful testimony. And let me just add this right now. If you have a testimony, just call in and give us your testimony. It doesn't have to be anything big. Any praise for the Lord is welcome and desired by us. Hallelujah. So we just thank God.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Well, good morning and welcome to They Overcame. Just so thankful to the Lord that you agreed to come on and give the Lord praise and honor and glory. We can see his name. And please give us your full name.
It's Shante Renee Evans-Whitson.
Amen. And just tell us, before you start your testimony, just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, about your family life, and just a little about yourself before we get started with your testimony.
Okay. I'm originally from Charleston, South Carolina. I'm married, have three children. Well, one of my two kids. My family's in Charleston. In our house, we serve through Jesus Christ. It's a miracle that I'm still here. My life has changed dramatically since my happenings and everything. But get back on track. That I'm happy. Before he would ask me this question, I would have been able to ramble on. But right now, I'm happy because of my circumstance and my situation. That's a good place for me to be. So that's my answer.
Amen, amen. So you're married. What's your husband's name?
Kenny.
And
Kenny Gilbert. My daughter.
And your children.
Courtney and Crystal and Lisa, the children. And our daughter.
Amen.
I can't forget her.
Amen. I have children from another mother also. I just speak like everywhere I go. Well, my husband's from Kansas City, but I'm originally from Chicago, and I have my four sons, but then I have some daughters in Illinois, and then we live in the suburbs of Atlanta, and I have some daughters from there, and some sons. And I have here, now we're in North Carolina, and if you look at my Facebook page, you'll see my son, Jaren. I have children all over the place.
Yes, you do.
It's a blessing. It's a blessing.
It is.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids. A lot of children. My daughter's godparents are like that. They, my daughter must have like 50 god sisters and brothers. Because not that they adopted, but they're like foster parents. to a whole neighborhood. Everybody loves them. And so it sounds like you're in a situation too that children just migrate to you. Hello? Hello? Well, please don't change this and cut off. Hello, Ms. Burns? Ms. Burns? Hello?
I am on a cell phone, and it frequently blinks out, but I think the weather overcast is causing me to have a little problem this morning.
Oh, yeah.
If I blink out and you're still connected, you can just go on. So you can go on with your testimony. You were still on. I could see that you were still on, but... the number to call in is 858-638-1334. Again, 858-683-1334. And we're going to let this awesome lady, woman of God, go on with her testimony and tell about the things that's making her so joyful in her life right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So you can go. You let me.
Okay. I am a double lung transplantee. I got my lungs last year, October 2nd. But the miracle of it all was getting to that point, for me anyway. Duke does a pre-eval, make sure that you are a good candidate to receive these lungs or any kind of transplant. And I was nervous about it. Now, mind you, I was asking my physician in Charleston, what about transplant, and he kept on putting me off, and he said, after a transplant, I only have about 5 years to live. I mean, everything was just so discouraging, but my condition of how I felt and just didn't have the quality of life, I would have taken 5 years versus how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the physician left, and a new guy came in, and his first question was, have you thought about having a double lung transplant? And I was like, yes. And he was like, well, this is what we're going to do. So in September, and this to me is a miracle. I'm not a believer in big things happening as a miracle, but they can happen that way. My miracle happened like this. September 26th, which is also my birthday, was the first day of my pre-eval. When I came down here to do my eval, this lady, Miss Bridget, happened to be coming on one of her appointment days. And for her, for one, she looked just like my family. I thought it was my aunt who came to surprise me. My mother thought it was me walking, because at that time I couldn't walk. My mom thought that was me. She came running over there, you know, thinking, oh, my baby's walking. But it was this lady named Miss Bridget. And she was my age when she first got her double lung transplant. And it was 6 years later, on September 26th, and she was my age at the time, and she survived 6 years. So that told me God got me. You know,
yeah.
Here he is giving me a sign on your birthday, Shante. Your birthday. Not anybody else's, but your birthday. I present this to you. Do you think I'm going to bring you all this way to let you go now? You know, and at that time, I'm not, you know, I believed in Jesus. I believed in the Holy Spirit. I believed in Father. You know, I believed all that, but it wasn't in the heart. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't as deep as it is now. I didn't have a relationship with God or Jesus. I didn't have a relationship. Well, we went to the hospital to get the eval, and I got this overwhelming feeling of just warmth. It wasn't peaceful. It was stirring me. It was just, I mean, it was like somebody stirring a pot. Everything was moving, but it was so warm. And I couldn't do nothing but cry. You know, it was like, so this is it, Lord. So this is what I've been missing. You know, all I had to do was look, and there it was. All I had to do was turn the corner, and there he was. All I had to do was open my eyes, and I was in the light. You know, and that night God spoke to me. And I know when I hear people say, God told me this, God told me that, before I had a relationship with Christ, I would be like, yeah, right, the Lord talking to you. But it happened. And it happened to me. And that's why I can testify to it. Because it happened to me. I was laying down, and I heard God say, Shante. And I looked up, and I thought, Mom, Shante, I got you. And I just started crying. And it came to me that of all the names he could have called, of all the people he could have tapped on the shoulder, he called me. He said my name, Shante. Yeah, there's a thousand other Shantes out there, but he called me. When he whispered Shante, it wasn't for Shante down the street. It wasn't Shante in North Dakota. It wasn't Shante from Alabama. It was Shante from Charleston, South Carolina. He called my name. And when I realized that, my relationship with God got closer, not only in my heart, but in my head, because now I knew he sat me. I don't have to love you. I was scared for what? You know, why am I didn't know how to react to the goodness because I didn't know what to expect. Once I realized that he called my name, he told me that he got me, told me not to worry about it. It was like an overwhelming feeling of relief. It was like, I don't have to worry about it because now I'm taking my problem to a man that doesn't have any problem.
Yeah.
If he doesn't have any problems, then I don't. And I give him my problem. There's no more problems. Not for me, anyway. You know, now I know what they mean by give it up to the Lord, and he'll take care of it all. It's so true. That, to me, is my miracle. You know, just to realize, to have the revelation that, yes, God is real. And, you know, it's not something small. This man has notches in his belt that we don't even know about. You know, and I don't serve a God. My God has a job. You know, and it's to take care of me. I mean, and that's wonderful. You know, and for him to do it for me and to do it for you, and how many of us cannot multitask? So for my God to take care of me and everybody else and still know my name, that's a miracle for me. You know, that lets me know that I'm not just some dust in the wind. I have a purpose. So when I got my and the stories that the devil will try to get a foot in there somehow all the time, especially when you're doing good and you're feeling good about yourself. The first thing he attacks is your mind, for me.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was attacking me, like, these people, they don't care about you. You know, it was things like that that was coming to me. They couldn't care of him. They're not taking care of you. He's got his lungs. He came here after you, and he did his lungs. Now, I fell into that role of being like the snotty one. I did come before him. When the Lord sits you down, you sat. There's no, especially if, I can't explain it, but when God told me, sit down, let me say something, because I was running. I was like, from here to there, just running. And he said, I am waiting to give you your lungs, not Harvey's lungs, not Sarah's lungs. The lungs that I'm going to bring to you are your lungs. Sat me down. And that's my miracle, you know. And I'm just so grateful that I listen, because some people don't listen. You know, I'm so grateful that I listen. And I got a praying mother, praying father, praying family, praying friends. I mean, it was, everybody was praying for me. And once, and prayer works like it's better than food. It's wonderful because it fills everything. It fulfills everything. And I had all these people praying for me, people I didn't even know, my father's fraternity, schoolmates. I mean, so many people was praying for me until I just humbled. I just couldn't do anything. Oh, but humble. Jeez, I'm about to cry because it's so wonderful. I mean, there's no other word, maybe awesome, but God has been so good to me. Since I realized my condition, which I had called sarcoidosis, and I had it in my lungs, their main concern was once they take out my lungs, that they didn't spill any of the sarcoid that could cause contamination to other parts of my lungs. Well, usually it takes about 6 to 8 hours to do this operation, and they did mine in 4. So God has been with me. When he said he had me.
Yeah.
He gave me, my lungs were almost custom shit, they said. You know, almost a custom shit mold for my body. Because I'm small, petite, my body configuration is normal, but it's shorter torso. I mean, it was so many variables that they had to put in there that getting the lungs, having lungs available wasn't the problem. The problem was having the right type of lungs, because you got to match antibodies and blood, and, you know, was enemies with are now my friends. I mean, God has just brought me to a 360 of attitude, and me and my husband, even though, you know, we're just a married couple, but my husband has been with me since, matter of fact, we got married 2 days prior to me finding out that I had sarcoid. Prior to me going into the hospital, 2 days we were married, and we're going on our 8th year right now. So that's a miracle for me, because I don't know what, you know, if I married a different man, will he still be here with me? I mean, this is not an easy road, you know. And he had to do practically everything as far as cooking and cleaning and moving and about, I mean, anything and everything that I need done, he's my caregiver. You know, and, you know, he wants to get back to work, and I want to get back to work, but he's like, no, I'm not going back to work until you're settled. How many men would do that? You know, here I am scared, thinking, oh, my God, he's going to, you know, he's got to do everything, and he's got to be house husband, and so my worry shouldn't even be a worry because God's got me. You know, and that's what I live by now, you know, the word of God. And there's this minister that sends me a passage every morning. I get one. I look forward to it. And one he sent me was from Psalm 3:3, and it says, "But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head." Which is because when I'm down, I'll be like, Lord, I need to talk to you. I need to walk with you. You know, and I find myself, if I don't have that connection, I'm lost. I'm really lost. I find myself just wandering, you know, like a lost sheep, you know, and I'm like, God, you know, Jesus, you know, where am I? And I'll hear in the background, I got you. It's wonderful. And the glory of God and praising his name, because that's all he wants. He just wants us to call his name up. He don't want that to teach you to it. You know, he wants to sit down and talk to you. He wants to make a date with you. You know, he wants to see your name. You know, and I just love it. You know, so when I got my transplant, I thought that everything was going to be fine, that I'm going to be able to jump up and sing again and just, you know, I told everybody, find a song, I'm going to sing it to you after I get my lungs. You know, I thought it was going to happen that fast. But it didn't. There was a process that you had to go through. Sometimes they had to teach you how to walk again, how to talk again, how to you know, feed yourself, how to get to the bathroom. Because of the intensity of the surgery, we have to learn all these things all over again. So when that happens, here comes the devil, you know. You know, they lied to you. They didn't tell you everything that was going on. They didn't tell you that this was going to happen. Look at that nurse. I mean, it was like the devil was trying to get a signal, but I had already learned. I learned his ways. In that small amount of time, God taught me to call on him and be God.
Yeah.
You know, so all I did was like, the devil came to us. It's not going to work. You know, God's got me. And sure enough, my recovery, after I said it, you know, and there were people in the room, and I said, no, devil. They looked at me like I was crazy. But I said it, and I said it out loud from my lips to the devil's ear. You don't have no power over me. None. You know, God got me. My life, once again, changed. You know, now the nurses are more attentive. You know, the doctor, I've seen him more. You know, everything that God has put in place was working, everything. And if God didn't provide, I did not have to deal with it. Did not have to deal with it. So I got out of the hospital. Well, I went to the step-down unit to go from ICU to a unit where you're doing better and they work you back into society in a sense. So you get on your culture shock. Or your surgery shop. and then, you know, you get to go home. So God had all that planned already out for me. The devil tried to trick me, and me being vulnerable, you know, the only thing I knew was lean on the Lord. That's all I knew. You know, I didn't know, and, you know, I still don't know verses and books and, you know, of the Bible, you know. But God said that, you know, to have a relationship with me. You know, I'll show you. I'll teach you. You know, so when I get stuck on something, you know, I have Mr. Reverend Maurice, who sends me a text every day. You know, and when he just told me about Eunice Burns, I didn't know it was a religious talk blog. I didn't. But I said yes. You know, and I'm just like in shock that when I think that I used to do this to my daughter and my ex-husband. I told him, now it's time for you to develop a relationship with your daughter. I fought for 12 years to keep y'all together as a unit. I said, but now it's your turn to fight to keep you and your daughter as a unit. You know, so it's not going to be easy because I'm not going to participate in it. You know, because it's time for her to know her dad. And that's how I feel about Christ. My mom and my dad fought for me to have a relationship with Jesus, to the Father. Now it's my turn to fight for it. You know, so now it's not up in the air. It's up to me to make sure that I call on him, that the rocks don't cry out, that I stay steadfast and righteous, you know, and that if I want to be like Christ, I got to walk and talk like Christ. You know, I got to do the right thing versus doing anything or nothing. You know, I just have to walk closely with God. And I love it. I love this. It's a good feeling. You know, it's not something that's a good word. It is something to be in awe of. But once you're in it, you don't want to come out. You don't want anything else to make you not going to be apprehensive about being where you're at with Christ. You know, you don't mind shouting his name out in the middle of the street because it's a good feeling. It's such a good feeling. Like I said, better than food sometimes. I mean, it's just a miracle that me, you know, sometimes I think back and like me, he, you know, what made me so different? He makes me so different. That's the key. It's him. It's all about Christ. It's not about me. It's about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's all he wants. And he said it in, I was listening to the radio this morning, the blog this morning. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And that is so true. Because I'm talking about Christ. And I lift his name up high for all to see. I see the wonderment of it all is that I can also see who he's talking to, who he's reaching. So to be another family to talk to. You know, it's like opportunity. I mean, I didn't know you from a can of beans. But now I know Mrs. Burns, and I know this blog radio, and I set it in my bookmark. You know, it's another avenue to Christ. It's another avenue to Jesus. He said he's the truth and the light. So why didn't I follow that? My grandma used to say, you don't know that you're in the light until you're in the light. You know, when you turn that corner and you see the light, you're now in the light. So don't get all upset if you turn the corner and you don't see the light, because now you're on your way. So with God, you cannot make a mistake. If you are following him, you can't make a mistake. You know, this is the road to Christ for me is golden. So every step that I take, I'm getting richer and richer with the Lord. So, am I rambling?
No, you're doing good. I just, as you're talking, I'm thinking about a song that I remember we used to sing when I was a young child. He walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. Father, joy me as you tarry there. None other shall ever know. I think that's how the rest of it goes up. It's just a blessing and a joy when we come into the light. You know, when we come into the light, you don't know that you're in the darkness, like you said, until you come into the light. And God doesn't put things on us, but he uses the experiences that we have in our lives to draw us. And like you said, a lot of people, They still don't come to God. They don't get it. But to hear God say your name and to tell you, I got you. He says it in his word. He says it in his word. But to hear him in your being that I have you.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, it was such a wonderful feeling. It was so subtle, and it was just so sweet. It was like liquid gold. It was just honey. It was like a mother rocking a baby. It was just so comforting. It just enveloped me, you know. And that's such a good feeling. How many times I hear how old I am. The first name I used to call out if I'm calling is my mom. Just think of me. I'm my dad. Because they're my parents. I mean, I'm 48 years old, and I still call out to my parents. You know, I'll still call my mom and dad crying. You know, because that's who God sent me to. He sent me to my parents, or brought my parents to me. However you want to look at it. So when times are hard and troublesome, I go to my parents and I tell my daughter the same thing. I tell my daughter the same thing. If you need me, I don't care how old, call me, because I'm your parent. And through Jesus Christ, we'll find a way to get you out of the problem or situation. So when he calls my name, it was like, I don't know, it's just milk and honey. It's just so sweet.
Yes. He's sweet, I know.
I mean,
that's all over my mind, but a double lung transplant, and the lung was made just for you.
Told me not to worry about a thing. Don't worry about anything. I got you, Shante.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
Bob.
I know, so.
Go ahead. We're having a delay, and so when you start talking, it's a delay.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Go on.
No, I was just saying, you know, that He's the beginning, I mean, the truth and the life, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, and I see that now. You know, before, I just heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But now I see it and I live it. I mean, because I got someone donated their lungs. Someone donates their lungs every day, their liver, their kidney. There's a donation of a body part every day. It doesn't, I mean, you could be 98 on the list and still not get the lung because it's not, you don't match.
Right.
So the person who has, like, who's on, like, number 14, they're the ones that are supposed to not really need it that quickly. The higher the number, the more urgent you are. So when you have a low number, you're not that urgent, but you might get the lung because you match. No one else matched. So you're eligible for that lung, and believe me, they give it to you. Get up the nine, and we'll just hold up. No, you get it. So when Christ said, don't worry about it, I didn't worry about it no more. But I am of this earth. So I know that, you know, I'm still going to be sticking my head in there. And each time I did, I asked for forgiveness. Lord, I do trust you. You know, this, I have faith in his decision. But I'm of this earth. You know, I'm going to have to keep on looking back in the book. You know, I can't cheat this. You know, I'm just waiting on you. You know, and when he came like, you know, like knight in shining armor. So, when I talk about, you know, when me and my mom and my sister get together and we start talking about all the goodness that God has done for us, oh, I mean, we just have a good time remembering our problem because now we know that now they're solved. You know, all we have to do is speak his name and solve them. Our problems, so now it's fun. It's fun to talk about our problems because we know it's going to be okay. We know it's going to be all right.
Yes, we used to say in testimony service, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. As you're talking, and I love church and I love the Lord, but there's nothing like the church that we call church that we used to have. Mm-hmm. And as you're talking, there are so many songs that just come up in my mind that we used to be able to in the body, in the church edifice, we used to be able to sing the praises of God to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go out from that place and, you know, we'd be so full that it would just spill over. I was saying on one of the broadcasts that when I came into salvation, I was so full. I was just so full when I would go to work and people would say good morning to me. We greeted each other with praise the Lord. And when I would go to work and I'd get on the elevator and people would be saying, good morning, good morning. And I'd say, praise the Lord.
I know.
But you just get so full and just, you know, mm-hmm. it's nothing like knowing, because God loved the world. As the Bible says, he so loved the world that he gave his own begotten Son. It's nothing like knowing that love personally, knowing
mm-hmm.
that love of God and feeling
mm-hmm.
it, and knowing what that is, knowing that he really is.
Knowing that feeling, you are so wise. Know that feeling.
Yeah.
You don't want to let it go. You don't. You don't want to lose that. Because like I said, when when there's a disconnection, I'm lost. I need that connection with Christ. I need that connection because I know through him all things are possible. You know, not through man. You know, not through anything else but through him. I know everything is possible. So I need that connection because without it, the devil's going to try to get me. And he can't have no parts of it. You know, I serve the Lord, not the
Lord. Yes.
So, but you're right.
Ah, you're
right. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you're right. There's so know that feeling.
Yes. We have been, my family, we heard over a ministry that things were going to be happening, and it was so tragic what happened in Boston this Monday with the bombing. And I was watching yesterday as they captured the young man, and I just started praying for him. I guess that listening to Evangelist Bernard's broadcast and her broadcast the other day, and she had a woman of God on this week, and she was talking about intercession. And, you know, once God has done something for us, then it's for us to turn around and pray that he can do the same thing, you know, for somebody else. But anyway, I was looking at that young face, and I just started, Lord, help him. Lord, help him. Help him. Help him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have that compassion in us that God has done something for us, you know, or our children. When God has done something for us, our children, then it gives us the compassion to reach out for others, to know that love of God, because like you were saying, it's so sweet, it's so sweet, and that reminds me of another song that we used to sing, He's Sweet, I Know. And
yeah,
I put the Adrian is on the line, and I know that these songs are, you know, running through her mind also, but strong winds may, how does that go, honey? He's sweet, I know. He's on hold, isn't he? He's sweet,
yeah,
I know.
That song too. You're bringing back some memories to me, too.
Yes, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise, strong winds may blow. But I'll tell the world wherever I go that I found a Savior, and he's sweet, I know.
Yes. Yay. Music is a ministry in itself all the time. And I used to sing on the choir, and oh, I had such a great time. And then it's probably been a while since I've been to church. It's been a while since I've been stable enough to even go anywhere and tether to an oxygen tank and tether to a home concentrated tank. So I could go so far. Now I can, you know, now I can breathe room air. You know, God has brought me through such a long, long way. You know, it's like this year passed. It's the first year in 10 years that I've been able to breathe on my own. So, you know, God has been good to me. He has been very good to me. So, we're going to be two lungs, two perfectly healthy lungs. And I thank God for the donors. It allows me to breathe. I can walk. Blessings on top of blessings. I mean, it's just, like I said, these are my miracles. These are my types of miracles. You know, I can't walk on water. Yes. You know, I can't walk. I can't fly. Yes. You know, because I believe in Christ. I believe the faith that I have, that if he wanted me to fly, I'd fly. He wants me to walk on water, I'll walk on water. You know, the miracles, the things that he presents to me, for me to do, and I do it, that's my miracle. That's how I look at miracles. You know, because without him, I would have never even really tried to do any of the things that I'm doing. And you get this clarity of thought. When I'm speaking to Christ or from the prayer, there's this clarity of mind that I can't not say what I mean. You know how you get confused and trying to put something across. But when I'm talking to Christ and I'm explaining what's going on in my life and what I need, it's so clear and it's so straight and it's so forward that I don't have to talk 15, 20 minutes just trying to get it out. Because the time that I get out my story and what I need or what I want, now I can praise him and just be with Christ and speak his name and rejoice and, you know, have all the hallelujahs and it feels so good. I just like praising his name, you know, because I know something good is going to happen. And that's the cherry on top of the cake. You don't know what it's going to be, but you know it's going to be something sweet.
Yes, God has more for you too, my sister. He has more for you. You said that you were a singer.
Yeah, I used to sing. But unfortunately, you know, the stuff causes in my lungs. But it didn't stop me until after surgery. They had to teach me how to walk and everything. And I had a trach in my throat, you know, where, you know, now it's healing. So I got to see if I can sing again, which I will. I don't care how it sounds. I'll sing again. That's how I see it now. There's no more problems. I mean, because I'm taking it to the man who has no problems. So I might have to make some adjustments in my life. But for the kingdom, to be part of the kingdom, I can make those changes. Because it's sweet. It's going to be sweet.
Yes, the solver of problems, the one that holds us in his hands and who lets us know that our times are in his hands, and he lets us know that he has plans for us. He has plans for us. He says, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. We trust God and we believe him, and we just I'm so thankful that you came on to give us your testimony, a double lung transplant. And you're encouraging me. I was a donor at one time, but I took my name off of the donor's list, you know, on my driver's license, because I said that people that give the families that, or well, the person that donates the lung, their family, that's how I was looking at it. They didn't profit anything. You know, they didn't profit anything out of it. They didn't profit anything out of it. But they're talking to you, and the doctors prosper, and the hospital, you know, and they make all of this money. Mm-hmm. That's out the long. That I was thinking, but just listening to you, would you like to make a plea for people that have not signed that on their driver's license, committed to be donors? Would you like to make a plea? after that call?
Oh, yes. Some of us cannot be donors because of situations and circumstances within our body, diabetes or cancer or whatever. But if you can become a donor and you know that you can become a donor, please give. This, it's a gift of life, a second chance for some people, a small road to recovery, an antidepressant for some people. Donating an organ or hair, skin, lung, liver, kidney is a gift that one who, the person who receives it, cannot thank you enough. Their life, I know mine, has changed dramatically. So I am asking from the bottom of my heart to please become a donor. I don't care if it's your eyes, your lips, your nose, your ears, your fingers, knees and toes. Whatever, go to your physician, your doctor, and ask him or her what can be donated as far as a working organ. And have them test you out and see if you are a donor, eligible, and please donate. I know for me, it's life. And if you're a believer in just life, please do. Please donate.
Amen. First of all, I just thank God that you graciously considered to come on to give God praise that is so through his name, as he is worthy of all the praise and the honor and the glory that we can give to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask my husband to pray for you before I go to my next guest.
Amen. We just thank God for the testimony that has gone forth. And we just praise God for our sister Shante. And I just right now, Lord God, I just look to you and I thank you for her and her boldness. We know that on this day, we do not have to cry out because she is crying out your praise to the people of the world of your goodness, your faithfulness, hallelujah, your attentiveness to each and every one of us. This is a testimony of who you are, the kind of God and the Heavenly Father that you are. And Father, we just pray continue blessings on her and her house. Lord God, continue to strengthen her. Continue to just heal her miraculously, even to the point that the doctors will even be baffled of the outcome of what they think that they've done, but then they'll have to bow knowing that you even further. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for Shante's husband. I just pray blessings upon him because of the sacrifice for his wife. He has done what you said in your word, that husbands ought to love their wives like Christ loves the church. And, Father, we just pray your blessing upon him because we know that as he is blessed, his house is blessed. In the name of Jesus, just let there be an anointing, let there be plenty, let there be abundance, even in the midst of him not returning to work, Lord God. And then just bless bountifully, Lord God. Let there just be the right thing come for him. And Lord God, even her as she desires to sing again, because we know that there's now even a new song, that the song will go forth with even more power and anointing. And may we just thank you, Lord God. And count it as done that the blessings and the word will go forth of just who you are through their testimony, Lord God. And we just reiterate one more time, Lord God, to just be blessing on our husband, Lord God, for the sacrifice he's making, giving an example of who you are and following your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We just thank God for that testimony that went forth. That was a pre-recorded testimony that we enjoyed hearing back in April of this year, just showing how good and how faithful God is, letting the world know that there is healing, there is power, there is everything that we need in the name of Jesus. And we just thank God for that that testimony. And as we are nearing the end of our show, we still have a little time, but I do see some new callers have called in, and just want to give an opportunity. One of those is our host, Evangelist Bernard, and a couple of callers before we acknowledge or give her the mic, because we know she always has mighty words for the listening audience and an anointed word. But before she comes, there's a couple of callers that I just want to acknowledge. And again, as we have stated before, if you don't want to speak, you don't have to hang up. I'm not trying to out you or anything. Just want to acknowledge your presence and see if you have a praise, a testimony of what God has done in your life. This is not necessarily on this morning a platform for ministering through teaching or preaching, but just telling of the goodness of Jesus, something that God has done in your life. And one of those callers has an area code 917, and the last four are 9100. Caller, are you there?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. God bless you. I have your name, and do you have a testimony for us?
I'm Arlene. I'm from New York. I just chimed in a few minutes ago, but I guess my testimony is just that God is just always able, even when, you know, we go through things. I had a little situation with my landlord that occurred last week, and she felt that I needed to recompensate her for it, even though it was her fault. And it was bothering me all week. And, you know, I just kind of tuned in, and just as I tuned in, everything that I felt about it just kind of just faded away, and I'm just, like, over it. So, you know, I'm just thankful that God, he always will take that away from you. Any feelings that you have that are not of him, you know, if you press in, he'll definitely do it. Because I was just like, God, how can I get rid of this mood that I'm in? I don't like to start my day off like that. You know, I just like to move forward. I was like, let me see if somebody's on that I can listen to. And just as I was calling out this mentioned the young lady, it just kind of fell away, and it's not even important. So that's my testimony. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. And what was your name again? I didn't catch your name.
My name is Arlene.
Arlene? Okay.
Yes,
sir. Just so glad you tuned in, Arlene, and thank you for those encouraging words, because we know that often people don't realize that our attitudes and our happiness and our joy is often actually a choice. It's actually a command of God. The Bible says to just be glad in the Lord. We just thank you for those words, and continue to tune in and share with us what God is doing for you.
he can, just as he did, and we spoke earlier of how when the disciples were in the boat and the storm was just very, very violent, that when they woke Jesus up, he just looked at him and he said, "Peace, be still," and there was peace. And it sounds like that's what God did in your life today. And not only will he just speak peace, but he'll settle whatever the situation is. We know that he's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask. So we just praise God for your testimony this morning. There's another caller, area code 504, and the last four are 9859. Caller, did you want to greet us, identify yourself, and give our testimony?
Yes, my name is Dawn Bernard. I'm Adrian, Evangelist Adrian Bernard's sister.
Oh, amen.
Good morning to you all.
Good morning, and God bless you.
I don't have a word, but I can testify how I have pain in my leg. I'm at work right now, preparing breakfast for the lady I work for, but I just like to pray about my medication. They've been playing games with them, but God is good. I'm still holding on.
Amen. And that is a word, that God is faithful, and he will take care of us. And I think you said you want a prayer for your medication. And we're going to pray that prayer right now. But Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. And we thank you for our sister Dawn, how she is even serving your people, ministering to others. And Lord, we know that you said in your word that if you give, that it shall be given unto you. First down, shaken together, and running over will men give unto your bosom. And that whatever you sow, you shall reap, that God shall not be mocked. And she is sowing a seed of service to your people that are in need. And Lord God, we pray right now that her needs be met right now. Lord God, just regulate everything so that the medicine, while it's taken, will do what it's supposed to do, and even to the point, Lord God, that there be no more need for the medicine, that the that Sister Dawn and all around her, doctors included, will just be amazed at how good you are and how powerful you are. And for the healing and deliverance, in the name of Jesus, we decree it right now, and we thank you. And we praise you. Amen. And thank you for calling in, Sister Dawn. And then finally, I'm not even sure how to describe it, but the overall host of New Destiny Ministries, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Good morning, Pastor Adrian. How are you this morning?
Oh, wow, I'm so blessed. Thank you so much, Elder Burns. You know I love you with the sincerity of my heart. You're just so special. And I tell you, you have such a compassion and a love for people in general, and I just appreciate that even more so. And to go a little bit further, how you love your wife and your family, it just always touched my spirit, man. Amen. When I see men of God that love their families and love the saints of God and just have the compassion that you have, it's very humbling. Amen. And you are a humble man, so I salute you today along with your beautiful wife, Minister Billy Burns. I certainly appreciate. And I'm just the name of our segment through the week is titled A Time of Reflection. And your segment is They Overcame. Amen. So we can't overcome until we learn how to reflect upon God's goodness, how to remember from whence we came. And I'm just so blessed today. I heard my sister, I saw her on the line, I tuned into the switchboard, and I saw my sister on the line, and I just thank God for her. This is my oldest sister. She lives in Irving, Texas, after, you know, she was displaced because of Katrina, and she decided to stay there and not return home. But I have a quick testimony, but before I do that, if Ella Burns would allow me, I just wanted to apologize publicly to the young man that was on earlier. It's very ironic coincidence that I was listening to our broadcast this morning. I was up about 3 this morning, and the Lord allowed me to tune into our Thursday broadcast, and this young man was on our broadcast Thursday, and we allowed him to talk a little bit after we opened up the line for comments. And on yesterday, he came back on the line, and we opened up the line to let him speak, give a comment, matter of fact. And I want to apologize to this young man because our platform, we're not here to embarrass. We're not here to offend. We're not here to scrutinize anybody and display no type of emotions for us or hating. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, if the word condemn you, then the Bible say God is greater. If your heart condemn you, God is greater. So I certainly want to apologize to the young man. Of course, Elder Burns and Minister Burns know that we have no control over what comes out of people's mouths. And once you open up the line, then you have an opportunity to express yourself. And that's what happened. So I want to apologize publicly to the young man because we did have a minister on the line that took offense, I believe, because of the young man's name and just assumed that he was of the Muslim persuasion. And we can't do that. We cannot do that. But he was already out the gate, so I was not able to do anything, but I am going to publicly make that known next week that that's not our agenda. That is not what God gave us this platform to do, to offend anyone. So I apologize to the young man. Yet I heard his brief testimony about how his father named him. He does have a Muslim name. And when you hear Muslim name, you just automatically think that they are of that persuasion. But he gave a little insight on that today, Minister Burns. So I thank God. I just wanted to apologize to the young man, and I don't think he's still on the line, but I have his number, and I will personally give him a call. Amen. So we just thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for you and your wife stepping up to the plate and hosting this Saturday segment. And I want to say to our audience that please don't take these segments for granted. Don't take them lightly. God is trying to do something for his people. And if it's by way of a testimony, if it's by way of hearing an encouraging word or prayer or prophecy or whatever, we're doing all this to the glory of God. We're not here to gain any popularity, and we're not here to compete with anybody. We're just here to teach and preach the gospel. We're here to open up the platform for you to share your testimony and tell what God has done and is doing in your life and in your family life and in your home and in your community and on your job. So we just thank God for what he's doing. Truly, my desire is to please God. You know, I put a post on Facebook, I think, last week. The first 30 years of my life, I lived to impress people, and we do that when we're young. But as you get older and you mature and you learn how important God is in your life, then you turn the tables. Your roles change. So now this latter part of my life, I'm living to please God. I don't want to offend anybody. But if my offense is because of God mandating something on my life for me to express, then I'll have to do that, because I'd rather be in trouble with you than to be in trouble with God. So God bless you, Elder Burns. We thank God for you. Thank God for seeing Sister Arlene on the line. Sister Ruby was also on the line earlier, Elder Burns. So we just appreciate you all, and God bless you. We love you, and we certainly have you and your wife and your family in our prayers.
Amen. Thank you so much. And, yeah, we did hear from Sister Ruby this morning. It was a blessing to hear her voice, and how she even commented about not hearing from me in a long time. And she must have been talking to you, because you all know you all get me.
Well, we love you. Our listeners enjoy you, because God has given you a gift of teaching and preaching, and you do it with such a simplicity where a fool would not err. So we certainly, you have an open invitation whenever you're off and you have a free day during the weekday. We certainly extend that invitation to you to come and share the word of God with us.
Amen, and I may just have to just take me a day off and let you know that I'm off, or just one just for you, just for my friend,
and
my sister.
We
can look forward to that. I'm going to do that. I do love your broadcast of the people and the love that is felt whenever I come on. And we just appreciate you, and we prayed earlier for your ministry, and we always pray for the ministry of New Destiny Ministries, because it is an awesome work, and you do it so tirelessly, and we just praise God for that. And we know that God's going to bless you, that He is blessing you. But as the old folks used to say, the half has never yet been told. You haven't even seen the half of what God's going to do for you because of what you're doing for Him. Amen. And we just thank God for you. And I don't see any other callers on the line. And everybody that knows me, I know that I don't just fill out time. So we have certainly been blessed. We believe that God has been glorified, that all the listeners have been edified. And before we go, I just want to give the mic back to the regular host of this show, my beautiful bride of last Saturday of 28 years.
Baby,
are you there? You want to close us out with some remarks? Sounds like she's not near her phone right now. So I know she's got a lot going on there in Chicago as she's visiting.
All right.
So just pray for her as she travels. She'll be gone a few days, and just let what needs to be accomplished be accomplished, because we know that God is able, He's faithful, and He'll do just what He said He would do. And without any further ado, let's just have prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, we love you, we praise you, we honor you. We just thank you for this day. This is the day you have made. We rejoice and we are glad. We're just so happy, Lord God, to be in your kingdom, that you called us into your kingdom. It didn't have to be us. It could have been somebody else. But out of the millions, I was one of the ones. We were some of the ones that you allowed to let our hearts be affected
affected by your gospel, because we know that if it be here, it's not of us. It's you, Lord God, that opens our eyes, that opens up our ears and our hearts to receive your kingdom. But, Lord God, we just can't praise you enough for saving us. We can't praise you enough for blessing us. We can't praise you enough for supplying our every need. We can't praise you enough for healing us. We can't praise you enough for feeding us, Lord God. Every need that we've had, you've answered, Lord God. We are yet alive. We are yet breathing. We are yet holding on, because not of our goodness, not of anything down in us. We're not like that man that said that God looked down and saw something good in me. We know that when you looked down, you saw no good thing in us. But, Lord God, your great love loved us anyway and saved us and brought us into this kingdom. We thank you, Lord God, and we bless you. And, Father, just unctionize us. Everyone that's listening to this broadcast right now, we just pray that you just get in them, Holy Spirit. Just mess them up, Lord God. Cause them not to have any rest until they go and tell somebody about your goodness. To begin to just spread the love of Jesus throughout their community, throughout their workplace. And, Lord God, let it start right there in their own home, Lord God. Let there be repentance that needs to happen. Let there be apologies that need to go forth, Lord God, to begin healing in relationships right there in their own home, Lord God, and for some, right within their own selves. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you. We honor you, Lord God. Let your word go forth and bless this broadcast. Even bless those, Lord God, that will support it monetarily. Let the gifts come in, Lord God, that your kingdom will be furthered, because your word said, bring all the tithes and offerings, Lord God. We pray for the offerings to come into this storehouse, that men and women will be fed and served. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. And we have come to the end of our broadcast. And as the host would normally say, we just want to praise him.
I just want to praise you.
Forever, come on.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
And ever.
Forever.
We're gonna praise him forever.
Jesus.